Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
39 minutes past 4 o'clock, talking about physician suicide. That's right, doctors committing suicide. Did you realize that nearly a million Americans this year will lose their physician because of suicide? As a matter of fact, it is one of the highest rates of suicide of any profession, and that is why National Physician Suicide Awareness Day is observed here in the month of September, and it's also why the Allegheny County Medical Association is doing, or Medical Society, excuse me, is doing an awful lot to bring attention to it. And we're so glad to have with us the Executive Director of the Medical Society, Sarah Hussey. Sarah, it's wonderful to have you here on KDK. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, maybe I should say welcome back. We had you on a little while back, but it's really good to have you talking about this because it is something that I'm not sure any of us want to talk about. But at the same time, to put our heads in the sand and ignore that it happens and that it's going on is also fraught with disaster, too. So when was the decision made on a local level that this was something that the medical society needed to address?
Well, every year on September 17th, they acknowledge Physician Suicide Awareness Day. It's been something probably the last couple of years that has gained more and more attention. Really, as the pandemic came full throttle, we saw physicians and medical professionals become extremely stretched and finding themselves in, you know, a lot of mental health crises, really feeling the pressure of their positions. So September 17th has always sort of been that day over the last couple of years, but we decided in a couple of ways over the last couple of weeks to both leave space and acknowledge September 17th and share the statistics. You just shared, you know, a really dark statistic around physician suicide. There's so many others that we can share. But at the Medical Society, we also wanted to be able to offer our physicians some solutions and some ways to help cope with the stress of the work that they do and the high stress of their job. So we recently launched a campaign that is going to extend the entire month of September. We're calling it the Putting Self-Care in Healthcare Campaign, kind of a catchy little tagline, but it's really just a unique spin on taking something that's dark and depressing and finding ways to help our physicians de-stress, cope with the things that are going on at work. So we partnered with a lot of different businesses in Allegheny County. We were able to work with some of them who already had ongoing discounts for physicians and also medical professionals, not just physicians, but nurses and medical assistants and EMS and firefighters, frontline workers all over the place. And they were sharing their discounts with us. Some are even going above and beyond, offering us giveaways and extended discounts. And we took all of those, put those into a calendar. And every day this month, we're just highlighting all of those things that are going on and ways for us to sort of share those opportunities with the first responders and the physicians of our medical society.
When you're talking about putting the self-care in healthcare, I think oftentimes we hear that and we think, well, okay, we need to make sure we get enough sleep, or why I really got to watch my diet and make sure I'm getting enough exercise because, you know, I'm working, you know, all these hours in a row and I'm on call this weekend again and I'm not going to be able to get to the gym. But there's more than that when it comes to mental health, right? I mean, how do you get these very, very busy and very talented clinicians to take time to assess their own mental well-being?
Well, fortunately, both of the very big hospital systems, and there's some other, you know, hospital systems in Allegheny County, they do a tremendous amount of work promoting different resources for physician burnout within their hospital system. So kudos to all of those hospital systems and physician groups that are doing their best to ensure that the physicians are getting the support they need, offering them different resources. And certainly having this awareness, this Physician Suicide Awareness Day, and continuing to open up the conversation, continuing to push away the stigma. You know, I think for physicians, we can all understand a lot of type A personalities, a lot of people that are really in it to help others. So oftentimes they forget to help themselves. So just eliminating that stigma that, you know, mental health is something that they need to shy away from, and encouraging them to seek help when they're feeling stressed out. And, you know, that's certainly finding a therapist or finding a counselor to speak to, but it can also be in taking a day to spend time with your family, you know, taking that day off and making sure that you're decompressing by leaving your phone at home, or going to do a workout, or getting meal delivery service to help you, you know, have your meals ready for the week. So it's one less thing. There's just one small thing that can help somebody find a little bit less stress. And there's a whole spectrum of ways that they can do that. But hopefully our physicians can find some awareness in what we're doing and be able to find something that helps them do a little self-care this month.
Give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what's going on this evening, because you've got an event going on talking about navigating your career in medicine. You're going to be doing that as an event from 6 until 8 tonight. What are you doing for those physicians in 25 or 30 seconds, if you can?
Yeah, got it. We are having an event at the Foundry this evening for young career physicians. The future of our profession is, you know, the younger members and younger physicians. So we're offering them a presentation tonight. We'll hear from Dr. Peter Ellis, who's a renowned oncologist, and then we'll hear from a vetted partner who's going to help them learn a little bit more about student loan repayment. And we're going to keep partnering those events with a clinician and also somebody who can help them outside of their workplace. So continuing those series through 2023.
Well, people assume that doctors are making all kinds of money. They don't have any idea what kind of debt many of them have taken on, either for undergrad or for medical school or for living expenses, even as they're residents and fellows and things like that. So very, very important subjects to be covered this evening. And Sarah, we sure appreciate you bringing to light the fact that this is a significant problem, and we appreciate the fact that the Medical Society is doing something about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to talk about it.
Yeah, very, very important stuff. Again, from the executive director of the Allegheny County Medical Society, Sarah Hussey, joining us here on KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.